The huge waves killed more than 6,000 people in India, most along the country's southeast coast in the state of Tamil Nadu. The UW Year Abroad program is in the same state, but not on the coast. One of the program's directors, though, says some students had made holiday plans for the beach. Professor Joe Elder spent the last day and a half on the phone trying to track them down. Some had gone to beaches on the country's west coast where there was only minor damage. Now he says all four have checked in with friends or family by phone or email.
We did discover that one of them needed to cash some money in a bank. Her parents saw that she had taken some money out of the account, and if they timed it right, it was earlier this morning, India time, which is, of course, 11 hours ahead of us. So that means she's okay.
Meanwhile, a UW-Madison graduate student from India says he's talked with his family in Madras, one of the coastal cities hit hardest by the tsunami. Suri Ganesan, an engineering student, says his family is safe, but small fishing hamlets near the beach were completely swept away.
The problem is that there are lots of huts and small, you know, thatched roofs kind of houses, people who are extremely poor. They were all destroyed.
Another Madras native, Shashank Krishnamurti, has spoken with his family and confirmed they're safe. He says the UW Indian Graduate Student Association is joining with some other organizations to raise funds to help with the relief effort.
The devastation is terrific. I mean, there's a fear of an epidemic to start because of all the water mixing. So it's a grim situation. So we are trying to help the relief efforts by, you know, getting money and sending it back to India.
Many Indian students attending UW-Madison are already back home in India for the holidays and may help coordinate getting the funds raised here to where they're needed there. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.